know how that would end. Weakness of any kind was nothing but blood for the sharks. At 20, I'd survived by keeping my head down and my eyes open. I'd made it out of the house and out of the family in every way that mattered, except for one. Kaylee? I didn't raise my voice as I called out to my sister, who was currently dancing rather enthusiastically on top of a pool table. She shouldn't have been able to hear me over the dull roar of the small town drunks on a mission to get drunker. But Kaylee and I always had a sixth sense for each other.
Hannah!
My sister kept right on dancing, as delighted to see me as she'd been when she was 3 and I was 6, and I'd been her favorite person in the world.
Dance with me, you beautiful bitch!
Kaylee was an optimist. For example, she thought that there was a chance in hell that I was joining her on top of that pool table. My sister's knack for misplaced optimism was half the reason she had a rap sheet. The other half was that no matter how good I was at fading into the background, I'd never been able to shield her, too. Kaylee had been born dancing on tables and shouting her joy to the moon, and sometimes her fury, too. Her fearlessness suited our mother. Some of the time.
I'll have to take a rain check,
I told my still dancing sister.
Your loss, you glorious thing, you.
Kaylee twirled in a circle, adeptly avoiding the half dozen balls scattered over the table's surface. The trio of guys holding pool cues, whose game she had presumably interrupted, didn't seem to mind. Collared shirts, expensive shoes, prep school looks. Those 3 weren't locals. In this bar, that spelled trouble.
I'll race you home,
I tried to tempt Kaylee off the table. She had a competitive streak.
Last I checked, it's not your home anymore, oh serious one.
Kaylee walked along the edge of the pool table, her arms held to the sides, her long hair streaming down her back. When she reached the end, she bent at the waist to place a hand on the shoulder of one of the pool cue-holding boys.
My sister, Kaylee confided in him in a stage whisper, is faster than she looks.
Faster, stronger, smarter. I was a lot of things that Kaylee didn't need to be advertising. Luckily, the guy on the receiving end of her attention, who didn't look older than 18 or 19 himself, couldn't have glanced away from her leather-clad torso if he'd tried. As for his friends, one of them was relishing the view of Kaylee from behind. And the other one shifted his gaze languidly toward me. His hair was a dark, almost reddish-brown, and long enough to hang over his eyes, which did absolutely nothing to mask the way they roved over my body. I could feel him taking in my faded blue scrubs, my dishwater blonde hair, the exact set of my mouth. I have to ask, he said with the air of a person to whom everything was a very dark joke. Exactly how fast are you, Hannah? My instincts, honed from years of watching and trying not to be seen, told me 2 things. First, that he was drunk or high, or both. And second, that, even inebriated, he missed nothing. I gave him no visible response. My quiet was the kind of quiet that didn't blink, didn't flinch. Dark green eyes, shining with the light of bad ideas and worse ones, locked onto mine.
It's nice to meet you too, he said dryly.
We hadn't met, and we weren't going to.
You're not from around here,
I commented. That was a warning. He didn't heed it. Instead, he picked up a piece of pool chalk and spun it through his fingers, one after another.
What gave me away? He asked mockingly.
That was a rhetorical question, but my brain generated an automatic response. Your tan is too even. Your hands aren't calloused. You're wearing a button-up shirt. The top 3 buttons were undone, his collar more rumpled